Protests continue today in St. Paul, the site of the Republican National Convention. The largest amount of arrests took place on Monday, and among those swept up was Tampa activist Kelly Benjamin. Benjamin wasn't released from jail until 3 a.m. this morning, and he told WMNF today that the arrests have created a chilling effect in St. Paul.
You know, there was a lot of people at the march on Monday. It was about 10,000 people. It was very peaceful. And it seems like there's usually one or two people who engage in some sort of property destruction, and then that, you know, snowballs into them casting a very wide net. And it seems like that wide net has really inhibited a lot of, you know, people's civil rights and people being able to come out and protest. I know my friends who live here in St. Paul are scared to even come outside. They don't want to go to their jobs. They don't want to be on the highway because people are getting pulled over at random, having their vehicles searched. There's suspicion everywhere in the air. It's really draconian. And, you know, there's almost this total, you know, air of fascism in the city of St. Paul right now. And, you know, everywhere you go, there's paranoia. You know, it's utterly scary, you know, and there's riot police all over the city. It's a total police state. There's barricades, there's blockades up everywhere. And the Teamsters were supposed to go on a march, I believe it was yesterday, and most of them didn't show up because they were afraid. They didn't want to have to deal with the riot police. The riot police have been very overbearing. They've been violent. They've been hurting people. You know, I was tackled and clubbed for no reason. I had it lucky. You know, a lot of people that I witnessed were worse off than myself. So it's just kind of an unbelievable situation to be happening here in the United States. And it's certainly not a healthy part of a democratic process, as the convention is supposed to be symbolic of.
Kelly Benjamin, you were arrested on Monday and yet not released until today. Oh, can you tell us why so long you were incarcerated for?
Well, in the state of Minnesota, there's a law that says they can keep you for 36 hours without charging you. My initial charge was probable cause for inciting a riot. You know, and I can tell you this, and if you see the video, that there's not anyone that, you know, that was around me that was rioting. There was a few people chanting slogans and, you know, voicing their opinions about the Republican Party, but there certainly wasn't any rioting. I mean, if anything was causing a riot, it was the police jumping out with batons and tear gas and shooting rubber bullets and concussion grenades at people. I mean, really, really dangerous. I saw some really hideous injuries from this stuff. And so they kept me in there for 36 hours until noon yesterday. They had to charge me. And then they dropped the felony charge, and then they're trying now to charge people with misdemeanors of, mine is resisting arrest, which obviously isn't the case. I obeyed every order that I was given, and also unlawful assembly, you know, and which is a very difficult charge because a lot of people, you know, are walking through the streets, and if you happen to be walking through the streets with more than three or four people, they're saying that's an assembly, and they're going to, you know, detain you. I mean, it's just really unbelievably, you know, fascistic in my eyes.